Talk Radio 790 KBC. Frank Wieger is a fighter pilot. And Frank, you very kindly joined me on the Adam and Dr. Drew podcast. And welcome now to Dr. Drew Midday Live.
Hey, Dr. Drew. Good to be here. Thanks. And my wife, Judith, is here, too.
Judith Claire. Hi, Judith. And so, Frank, good to see you as well, or hear you as well. And, Frank, you felt you could fly fighter pilots and you could read the six-inch high manuals on these craft. Why couldn't you come up with a similar phenomenon or a similar handbook for relationships?
Well, that was the whole idea. You know, I really love the fighter pilot analogy, because if you don't know how the systems work in the airplane and things go wrong, you could die. And if you don't know how the systems work in your body and the systems work in your partner's body, then the relationship could be in serious trouble. And Judith, who wrote most of the book, actually did a lot of counseling, and what she found
was that I think the majority of the couples I saw in couples counseling had the most conflicts because they didn't understand how each of them were built, and they would take it personally. Basically, they were blaming each other for being men and women.
But in a way, that also happens as it pertains to how our brains work generally. I mean, people can have certain personality proclivities. Like, you know, a borderline and a narcissist get together, and man, their brains work differently. And yet they are deeply attracted to one another. That happens all the time. So how do we get people to understand this?
Well, you know, education is the first step. I mean, if you take a look at how testosterone drives men and how estrogen drives women in the cycle,
then you could see how a lot of these problems come up. For example, why women need to process so much, and it makes them happier, and it makes men freaked out when they're processing.
Especially when they want to do it at 10 o'clock at night when we're tired and want to go to sleep.
Right, that's when the women's cortisol levels peak or bottom out and they want to give a conversation.
Right.
You know, Frank, you started launching into a discussion of prairie voles last time I talked to you. Do you remember that?
No.
I think it was you.
Oxytocin,
yes,
right?
It was the oxytocin prairie voles. And I said, Frank, if I hear more about prairie voles, I swear to God, I'm going to scream. Every time somebody wants to talk about monogamous bonding, they talk about oxytocin and prairie voles. Lo and behold, the next day, I spoke to the woman that actually published all that literature.
Oh, wow.
She's now the head of the Kinsey Institute, the famous sex research institute at Indiana University. And And that research is, of course, you know, far more complicated than the common lore suggests. For instance, even though the prairie voles are monogamous in terms of their social pair bonding, turns out they're not sexually monogamous at all.
Isn't that something?
Which is interesting and weird. But give me a little primer on what the sort of solutions were that you guys came upon.
Well, for example, if you understand how testosterone affects men, then you might know why they want to look at women, every woman that walks down the street. And you also might want to know why they're so driven to compete and succeed, and women are so driven to bond and friend and betend, which creates the, you know, be at home in the relationship versus the career kind of thing.
Are you familiar with the work of David Buss, the evolutionary psychologist?
Was he the one who was on your show the other day?
Yes, he wrote a book called The Evolution of Desire. He's amazing. You guys would find that very interesting, because he chronicles all the details of all these different subtle neurobiological, psychobiological phenomena, and then harkens it back to where it comes from, why we evolve these tendencies, and what function it served at one time in evolutionary history, and really not much many times today, other than just creating difference and conflict.
Right.
Well, you know, when you look at the male and female brain, the male brain has much larger aggression centers and 2.5 times larger sex centers. And why is that? That's because nature wanted men to
inseminate.
Right. And people will argue, though, that they will go, oh, well, that's just because of socialization, that we then see these changes in the structure of the brain. And yet I will tell you, and of course, you know, women, females are exposed to testosterone in utero too. It's that later burst of testosterone during puberty that it looks like it actually creates these structural changes in the brain. And I literally have had arguments with people. And the one thing that seems to get people, it happens in primates of all origin. All primates have a similar sort of phenomenon independent of their social structure. And many, of course, primates don't have the kind of elaborate social structure that we do. There's some data on the, it's a kind of a monkey, I forget which, like a green monkey or something. And they showed very clearly that these monkeys, as children, they mount everything as part of their play. And then with, yeah, Mike Catherwood's sitting here going, right on. And then when puberty hits, the males exclusively mount females. Just with that one biological event, independent of the social environment, boom. It just becomes directed towards the reproductive phenomenon. It's Dr. Drew Midday Live with Mike Catherwood. He joins me in just a couple minutes. Top phone number is 800-222-522. Speaking to Frank Wieger and Judith Clare about their book. So that's why they do that, men, women, and their hormones. Be right back. Talk Radio 790 KBC. It's Dr. Drew Midday Live, Mike Catherwood. Mike, tell me that again. Wait. Don't get up. He said we were talking. Oh, no headphones, huh? Poor Mike. Talk Radio 790 KBC, phone number is 800-222-5222. I'm talking to Frank Wieger and his wife, Judith Clare.
To me.
I do want to talk to you, but you're busy. But before Frank, you were just saying about, it would be interesting to talk, we were talking about the Jenks, we were talking about the Durst case, and you were saying it would be interesting if we could talk to these people who just kill other people.
Like, so flippantly just murder someone else. Like, and
what,
I was saying,
really
that,
went on?
Is it Walsh, your last name? Wendy Walsh? No.
I think you're thinking of Michelle Ward. Michelle Ward.
She has a show on Discovery ID that does that.
Yeah,
she just talks to people.
She has psychopaths exclusively. She's into that.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
So, Frank, what else did you learn? We got a couple minutes left to sort of tell people what they can learn from your book.
Well, you know, what we say in there, we have checklists in there that help people understand each of the hormones that affect us the most, the testosterone, estrogen, oxytocin. And on our website, topgunlove.com, if they join, they can download a checklist that talks about sexual beliefs. And a lot of our clients have gone through that checklist with their mate, and it really has helped them create a much hotter and spicier love life.
So it helps understand the differences in what they're looking for.
Correct.
But also, you know, when you understand the differences, you also appreciate it. Because, you know, if a man is going to be a man, He has certain characteristics. Testosterone makes a person more sexual, more competitive, wanting to be more dominant, more single-focused, more risk-taking. So, and estrogen makes a woman more communicative, more emotional.
More receptive. Thank you, guys.
Yes.
I got to take a break. And yes, and again, those differences change throughout the lifespan. It gets even more complicated. And it gets complicated even further when you talk about hormone replacement therapies and what that can and can't do for people. Do not forget to discuss that with your doctor, because there's no reason that you shouldn't have a completely connected life, an intimate life throughout the lifespan of a marriage. It's Dr. Drew Midday Live. Mike Catherwood joins me in just a second. The phone number is 800-222-5222. Emily Morris will join me and Michael on Talk Radio 790 KBC.